Okay, so one thing that we have is Toastmasters Club. That's a club where you can practice public speaking every week or however frequently they want. But at our work, it's once per week. So that's one thing that's available regularly. And then also there's several courses. There's a mentoring program. There's always opportunities to get involved in other things. Like we have every year, there's a employees charitable fund. So employees will basically come up with some idea to make money and then donate it to charity. And a lot of times it involves working in teams and just natural ways to build relationships and get soft skills.
So they're regularly, their courses, this is an ongoing improvement initiative really for companies to build their people's soft skills. Because what happens is once you start progressing in your career and your organization, your job is about your people. Once you're a director or a VP, you're not programming anything, you're not coding anything, you're just dealing with your people, and the success of your people is your success. That's the success of your portfolio. So it's an ongoing thing. The companies make all the executives, everyone, like whether you're a business analyst or a very high-level executive, they make you take courses. They put you in like these team-building exercises, team events that essentially promote your soft skills. And New York University also has some similar settings. They have these, the Frosh Weeks. They have stuff like, they have concerts, they have events at York. All of these events are really just to help promote your soft skills, help promote networking for you, really. So yeah, there's never an end to it, right? You just continuously learn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just for my clarification, the question is what the company currently has here with the intention of for you to understand if you work for this company, how it will help you, or is it a more generic question? I just wanted to understand it, because it's different. So then let me be more generic, because I do come from a background where I have to develop soft skills like anybody else, but for me it's much harder because I'm an immigrant and English is not my first tongue. So to let you know, if you want to do something, there's lots of opportunities within the organization, but the trick is to get into the organization and get funding for it. And most of the time, if the organization is under constraint, they won't provide you the funding, especially for soft skills, because for them it's harder to justify to send someone for training. Now that depends on your manager, really, how that happens. But assume that doesn't work and you need to invest yourself in it. There are courses that you can take. Like for instance, I give you one course, I don't know whether it's equivalent of this is available here. There is a public speaking course and presentation at the University of Toronto's continuing education for about $600. You take that course and it's really hard and helps you. But it's amazing. Sometimes you can find a tutor, someone who can help you with accent. I would take it not to change my accent, just to be more clear. So these are things I would do for myself, and I would invest. I would go work and say, okay, here's $400, let me invest in my future this way. So it is better for you to look at your own alternatives initially than to rely on the company, because I'm not sure what the company will offer you. It's hard to get for soft skills because it's very difficult for a manager to justify. Mm-hmm. Unless the manager is really good and really believes in education and supports you 100%, right? And hopefully you get lucky with some kind of a guy like that.
I would totally agree with Hussein, because sometimes companies have a set budget, and you know, when there are budget limitations, training is the first one that gets X'd. And the other thing, if you're relying on the growth within the company, this way you're having an average growth. What you want to have is significant relative progress. In other words, you are tomorrow you are a lot further where when you were ahead. Here, another thought for you to keep in mind is that there is a saying, there are two things that changes: books we read and people we meet. So do make sure that you start loading yourself with books same way as you are loading yourself with all of the new technologies that you want to experience. The other thing is, make sure that you contact mentors. Find mentors, and then when you have achieved a certain level, make sure that you do give back, because again, give what you seek is the other dominant phrase. You also notice that destiny doesn't let you go after a certain level if you don't offload things and if you don't make other people successful. And again, just surround yourself with books about leadership, for example. Look at the island of core, at some of your core competencies. For example, not technology, but more like the business and communication. And for every one of these core competencies, have at least couple of, read at least couple of books about it. For example, read a couple of books about negotiation. What will be the good approaches for the negotiation? And because then these couple of approaches along with your personal experience will make you a very unique combination to handle any situation. Public speaking is definitely the most difficult. Toastmasters could be one way to go. If you don't have the luxury of time or the location, take a video camera, film yourself, review it. Prior to this or after this, read some of the tips on how to improve public speaking, how to improve presentation abilities. Focus on understanding what does the word facilitation mean, and it will come sooner or later. And generally, probably the best thing that I have ever done is realize that the best way to improve public speaking is when you know pretty much everything about subject that you're speaking. There are no questions that could derail you or throw you off guard. So experiment with various things, especially in the areas that you don't know that you don't know. Don't be afraid to learn, to try out new things, again, because what you want to be is you want to be faster, smarter, and more dynamic than you know people who are not in this room. And this way, you know, couple of years down the road, you will be sitting at this table, you know, speaking about your experiences.